Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies with a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem enjoys a mild day. Down south in Eilat, the sun is shining bright, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Times of Israel reports that Israel held direct hostage talks with Hamas, approved by the Prime Minister. The discussions reportedly began after October 7th and continued until 2025. Also from Australian Jewish News, a former hostage, Emily Damari, has celebrated life and love by marrying her partner, Dani Amit, in Tel Aviv, surrounded by friends and fellow survivors. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF has launched strikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon, following an overnight drone attack on Israeli troops. Separately, JTA highlights the resilience of ELIL during wartime. Staff continued operations under the threat of bombs and airstrikes. And finally, Ynet reveals that Netanyahu had approved a direct Hamas channel in 2025. This contact was reportedly used during the 2014 war to help break a hostage talk deadlock. Here's what people are saying online. Aaron David Miller, a seasoned analyst, noted that a recent story on X demonstrates the arrogance and ignorance of great powers, referencing Putin and Ukraine. Gideon Saar, a notable Israeli politician, announced that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza. This decision follows a Dutch law banning trade in Israeli products from certain areas. Belaz News reports that Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar, with Prime Minister Netanyahu's approval, ordered Dutch diplomats to leave. This move is in response to the Dutch Parliament's legislation against Israeli settlements. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, the censor has allowed the publication of direct hostage negotiations between Israel and Hamas. These meetings were reportedly led by the then chief of Shin Bet, Ronen Bar. Analysts suggest this disclosure could impact future diplomatic strategies. Turning to the celebration in Tel Aviv, Emily Damari's wedding symbolizes hope and recovery. Her marriage to Dani Amit has brought together survivors and loved ones, marking a new chapter after her ordeal, as reported by Australian Jewish News. Meanwhile, the IDF strikes on Hezbollah in southern Lebanon come in response to a drone attack on Israeli forces. This escalation, reported by JNS, highlights the ongoing tension in the region, with potential ramifications for regional stability. In aviation news, JTA's report on ELIL showcases the airline's determination during wartime. Despite the dangers, staff members ensured operations continued, reflecting the airline's commitment to national service. Lastly, the Ynet report reveals that discussions with Hamas had been secretly facilitated by Netanyahu in 2025. This acknowledgement of past secret channels could influence current and future negotiations in the region. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports a 360% surge in iPhone sales through Wolt in Israel. The anticipation of the iPhone 18 launch and reduced prices of the iPhone 17 series are driving this demand. Separately, Globes reports that Israeli AI security company Alice has raised $140 million. Their proprietary dataset Rabbit Hole is central to their innovative approach in AI security. And finally, KeyTech highlights Alice's impressive valuation of up to $800 million. The company is leveraging its intelligence on malicious online behavior for the rapidly growing AI security market. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.